is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Sudan conflict prompted many global calls for a ceasefire, but questions remain about how other countries can persuade combatants to lay down their arms. U.S. officials in Congress and the White House say they're using their status in Washington and limited leverage to try to make peace. VOA's Anita Powell.
U.S. lawmakers familiar with the continent say the stakes are high. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware sat down with VOA on Tuesday.
I have not given up hope that there is still a path towards an end to the violence, but we need to prepare for the very real possibility that Sudan is about to descend into all-out civil war. My concern is that this may quickly become a proxy war.
Analysts say the U.S. has little room to maneuver. Washington's ties with Khartoum have long been strained, and the U.S. suspended assistance to Sudan during the 2021 coup. Coon says this needs to be a team effort.
We do have some leverage, but there's other players in the region that also have a lot at stake and some leverage, and we need to work with them in close coordination.
That work has begun, with the Arab League, Egypt, and the United Nations all saying they will work towards peace. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
China has denied accusations of an overseas police presence, saying the United States was making groundless accusations after U.S. law enforcement arrested two men in New York for establishing a secret police station. At a news conference, the U.S. attorney Breon Pice says that two New York men allegedly set up the station to help Chinese citizens, but it had a more sinister use.
Defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force, the NPS. These defendants did China's bidding in secret.
A spokesperson for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says that the claims have no factual basis and there's no such thing as an overseas police station. This is VOA News. The Chinese defense chief has vowed to take military cooperation with Moscow to a new level, a statement that reflects increasingly close Russia-China ties amid the fighting in Ukraine. The Chinese defense minister, General Li Shengfu, held talks with his Russian counterpart after attending a meeting Sunday with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin. Li said that the armed forces of China and Russia will implement the agreements reached by the heads of state and expand military cooperation, military technical ties, and arms trade. The Wall Street Journal reporter, a Russian judge, has now ruled that the American journalist must remain behind bars on espionage charges. VOA's Cindy Saint tells us more.
Maria Korchagina is the lawyer for Evan Gershkovich.
He would like to prove that he is non-guilty, and he would like to prove that there is place for freedom of journalistic.
Russia claims, without producing evidence, that Gershkovich was caught red-handed while spying, collecting what it claimed were state secrets about a military-industrial complex. The Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government have rejected the charge of espionage, which, if he were to be convicted, carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to launch the first spy satellite as planned, saying that boosting reconnaissance capabilities is a priority to counter threats from the United States and South Korea. That's according to state media Wednesday. During a visit to the National Aerospace Development Administration in Pyongyang Tuesday, Kim urged development and deployment of the satellite as scheduled in order deploying multiple reconnaissance satellites on different orbits to booster the country's surveillance capabilities. Southwest has ground flights nationwide due to technical issues. This occurred earlier. Julie Walker with the AP reports.
Southwest planes were stopped from taking off for what the airline called an intermittent technology issue, causing more than 1,500 flight delays just 4 months after the carrier suffered a meltdown over the Christmas travel rush. Southwest and the FAA said by late morning on the East Coast that the pause had been lifted. The Dallas-based airline blamed the issue on a vendor-supplied firewall going down and a connection to some operational data was unexpectedly lost. By late morning on the East Coast, Southwest accounted for well over half of all delays nationwide, but the airline had canceled fewer than a dozen flights, according to
Tommy McNeil.